Taping me on. Check, check, check. They said they couldn't hear me last time, T.
I can hear you now. Loud and clear.
Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts, episode 3.
CBD Podcast. Your co-host, Natasha Tamara.
And your guy, your man with a bunch of names. We're going to go by ITS today.
Oh.
ITS.
ITS.
I'm going to keep moving this microphone out of my face a little bit. Let's get comfortable. How you been, T?
I've been doing great. You know, I just came back from a little vacation. Call me Tosh. Tosh the Traveler.
Okay. Tosh the Traveler.
Country to country, state to state. I got to add some more countries. Got to add some more stamps to my passport. But I just came back from the Dominican Republic. I love it out there. The people are great. The food is great. All types of bachata y merengue.
You speak Spanish. Bachata y merengue. Uno, dos, tres.
Yep. So I definitely
recommend episode
it.
Three. Uno, dos, tres. She speaks Spanish now. We español.
Bilingual.
How do you say donut? How do you say coffee, blunt, and donuts?
Café.
In español.
Café. Un blunte. Y, I don't know, un pasta. Pastelito or something. That's an empanada, but
I was gonna say that sounds like a patty.
It's something like that. Donut-esque.
But we're here today.
Yes, we're back.
Back
and better. Trying to make it.
Episode 2 was out there featuring Yaya Gabbana. Run that up.
Yes, thanks.
Follow, like, subscribe.
Who has tuned in so far, supported us. Shout out again to Yaya Gabbana. She came through. Held us down with that dope interview. Check it out. All the DSPs.
New favorite word, right?
Yes, digital streaming platforms. We on all of them. Check us out. Coffee,
let's
blunts,
do
and donuts. What are you smoking on, yo?
Honestly, yo, I got some good shit from High Profile Bodega.
Bodega.
Wonka Bars. I'm big into the indicas. I'm not going to front, but we're going to crossfade today because also grab some of these CQ cannabis infused beverages, and these are actually sativa strong.
Yeah, I'm a little scared about drinking these. I don't know if it's gonna hit.
Peace, love, and cannabis.
All of a sudden, I'm gonna be jumping up around off this. Is it like an energy drink or just?
So I don't know if it's meant. See, I was thinking that. I was like, yo, do you mix it with alcohol?
Yeah.
Is it a Red Bull? We got a funky top though. Like this whole keep away from children is getting amazing. Slide and pull up.
I'm going to let you test that out first and let me know how it goes.
Definitely.
I'll stick to the flower. I'm just drinking.
CQ, you owe me a check.
Oh, my goodness. I'm also smoking some bud from Bodega. I love that name. There's all these dispensaries, but Bodega. Got to be a very clever.
High profile
times Bodega.
Definitely.
Corporation. Shout them out. Check them out.
So we're just doing a short and sweet check-in with y'all, making sure this thing keeps rolling.
Yes, we're just trying to stay consistent, try to stay in front of y'all, keep our faces relevant, and give you guys good content.
I'm not going to lie, I'm smoking on some better smoke than you. I might have rolled a better blunt than you. Like, this shit's fire.
I've been rolling joints lately, and I just like these paper joints, especially smoking myself. I like rolling joints, and I like the long joints because it makes me feel like I'm rolling a blunt, or smoking a blunt. So I do like that. Ooh. But earlier today, I was actually smoking with somebody, and they put the, what's it called? Guava, the inside, the guts, like the tobacco in the blunts. You know how people do that?
What did you call it?
Guava. What's it called?
It's like a spliff.
Yeah, but you know they sell it. The Jamaicans sell the packet of it.
You can just buy it separate?
Yeah, you can like go to the store and can I have the Fonto guts?
Oh, just to put into a blunt?
Yes. Man, people do that. Put it in the comments what it's actually called because I know I'm messing up the name, but it's like guava.
Please don't do that to my blunt. If that's in your blunt, let me know. I don't want to smoke that.
Sounds
like a fucking throat itch.
Yeah, it's like smoking the guts of a Fonto or something. But that's what's supposed to keep you addicted, really. That's what people are, I feel like, addicted to when it comes to weed and stuff, is the tobacco and the rollies of the backwoods and the Fonto, stuff like that.
Shit.
That's why I'm kind of transitioning.
Oh, so, okay, okay. I agree with papers. That. I agree with that. That's why the Fonto is better, though, than the backwood. It's all in the, leaf of the backwood also, even when you take the guts out, so.
Yeah, backwoods nowadays, they do not make them like they used to before. I feel like it's,
and they give you five in the pack, they charge you more.
Almost $10.
That's crazy.
Almost $10, and they're flimsy, and they got holes in them. Like, come on, backwoods.
Once you get to New York, it's like $12 a pack. It's $12 a pack of backwoods.
But down south, it's still pretty cheap. When I went down south, it was like $5. I was like, oh, here shit. You go. Give me, run
Rhode
that
Island.
Up.
Rhode Island, New Hampshire, it's still okay. Pretty cheap. Grab it, all flavors. Massachusetts is real corny with that. No flavors, no, everything has to be like just natural. You can't have white Russian, you can't have bourbon, you can't have honey, you can't have, my favorite pack used to be the purple pack.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Purple pack was crazy. Then I went to the Guinness one, the Guinness Stout. They got all different type of liquor infused ones that are actually pretty good.
Yeah, they had to stop all that flavor stuff so it wouldn't be enticing for the kiddos out there.
Ain't no way as a kid I was enticed by the flavor of the blunt. We just got the one that we liked. It was just like, you're going to smoke regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
I started off good old Philly, like vanillas, Dutch Masters, vanilla. That was the classic.
That's, you said Phillies.
Phillies. I did start with Phillies. Those are the rollies called Phillies, no?
Philly blunts, because they do Philly stuff.
I'm like, I know I'm not crazy. I may be a little old school, but I know there was a
Lost Boys.
Phillies, rollies out
no,
there.
No, Phillies. Yeah. They still got them.
Yeah.
It's a cigar.
Phillies, Swishers.
There's no such thing as a rollie. It's a cigar.
I understand. And,
no, I'm saying, so it's still there. Yeah. Swishers, that's a West Coast thing.
Yeah.
Bay Area.
I don't think it is.
Southern,
cigar.
Too. Southern.
So it's a rollie.
I do not like Swishers.
Yeah.
I am not. I remember when we first started smoking weed as kids, and G.I.'s came up here from Texas, and he rolled a Swisher. That shit was disgusting. I do not smoke Swishers.
Yeah, I think the first time I had it was definitely on the West Coast when I went to visit my cousin, and
that's crazy.
Smoking them. And yeah, I mean,
so what else is new?
Rollies is rollies.
What else is new? The pollen count is crazy.
The pollen is.
So please don't mind.
Sniffling. Our eyes aren't only red because of the weed. It's the pollen too.
Oh my
trust.
God.
Me sneezing, running noses. But
allergies suck. You got allergies?
I do. Allergies. They just came out of nowhere though. Like the past couple years, I didn't have them growing up. All of a sudden, the past couple years, I just had severe allergies, and it only comes like August, September. With, I think it's ragweed season. But whatever, we out here.
I don't know the season, but I know like, pollen. Right. Waiting for the rain. It's crazy. Waiting for the rain. I said Wayne.
Waiting for the rain.
Waiting for the wind. Pause.
My goodness.
Craziness. So craziness. What's new?
What you been doing this week?
Nothing. Working. Trying to get ready for the next couple of episodes. We got some cool guests coming up.
Oh, we got some dope guests lined up. I'm so excited.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. We're definitely going to start
just
really
chilling. Well, you know what I've been doing, honestly? Track. Let's talk about figuring out this segment called The Donut in the Room. The biggest donut in the room for episode 3 is going to be our man, Ja Morant.
And what's a donut? Explain what the donut in the room is going to be. The Dumbo of the...
We're not going to curse, but you're the stupid mother, you know. It is what it is. Like, let's be real, $200 million man. Nike just pulled his sneaker off of the...
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, people...
And everybody, it's cool. The 2A is cool. You know, that's your Second Amendment. It's cool. You know, but like, his situation is a little bit different. And
the fact that it happened again, this is not the first time.
This is not the first time.
You got to learn your lesson, dude.
Do you blame his man? Do you say like, you want me to go live? Okay, cool. Hold on. Tell me. Give me the heater. Cause I know how you get. You're drunk. I know how you get. All right, boom. Now we go live.
Yeah, but like, that didn't happen.
Is it really his friends?
No, it's not his friend's fault. He saw that his friend was on live. He still felt the need to pull out and wave the gun around.
Yeah, but like, you don't go on live with the bag. If that's what you know he does, he's on the, you don't he's go
on live. Still, you as the NBA player in the room, the only one that got something to lose, you need to not go and wave your gun for the second time and do it again and know that there's going to be repercussions, like consequences. What are you thinking? That's, I don't understand some famous people sometimes. Like, why are you getting into fights? Why, what was that? Willie McGinnis. What happened with him? I mean, you seen him get into the fight a couple months ago. Willie McGinnis ran up in the club and with a couple of his peoples and started bashing up on some dude in the club, hit him with bottles and stuff, his peoples. Like, what? I know you're not still in the league or anything, but you're still a known person. You're still a known figure. Why are these people out here fighting? Chris Brown and Usher supposedly got into a little altercation at the concerts. Like, why are you guys the main celebrities fighting? Like, no. What? You got people for that. You got, like.
You got people for that.
I don't know.
Damn, I
didn't
know about none of that.
What? You didn't see that Willie McGinnis thing? It was on. Like TMZ and stuff, but
that's interesting.
Back to the dude with the gun.
But I mean, like, you got to know the whole story. Like, I don't think Willie McGinnis is gonna just run into a restaurant to fight and just like Willie McGinnis was throwing hands.
Yes, we will pull up the clip for you. Like, we'll pull up the clip. But back to your boy. What is his name? John Morant. What team did he play?
John Morant.
What team did he play for? I didn't even know him before.
What
this.
Team did he okay. play for? Now, you knew him before this.
No, I did not. What team did he play for?
Grizzlies.
No, definitely. Definitely not. Definitely not. If it's not a Boston team, I don't know. If they're not like a big name, like LeBron or somebody, I don't know them.
You could name five Celtics players?
Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart. Damn, I was just watching it yesterday. And
that's two.
I know. I knew a couple more, but I'm bad at that. I only know the Celtics from like the Ray Allen days. Jaylen Brown. I was gonna say Rose, but Jaylen Brown. Oh, Al Horford. I love Al Horford. That's my guy. Shout out Al. So, you know, I know them, but
you know Pritchett?
No
way you know Pritchett. Not a jab to Pritchard. Shout him out. He's
shout
in the
out
NBA,
to the
so
Celtics on their way to the finals. We with you. We stand with you.
Don't
Boston,
say that. Don't
all
say
the
that.
Way.
They just lost last night.
Yeah, I know, but you know, we can't win them all. What? Let's do it.
You gotta win them all. That's how you get the chip.
Title Town. Shout out Boston. Title Town. We're losing our little swag though.
What do you mean?
We're not winning titles lately. Like, the Bruins, I thought they were going to pull it off this year. Didn't.
Depression.
The Patriots, I don't know what's even going on with that.
Let's get back to the Celtics and the Bruins.
Yeah.
There's no reason to talk about the Pats right now.
Shut up.
So, yeah. Very excited about next week. Very excited about everything that's coming.
We got special guests coming. We're going to be having some great discussions, interviews. We really want to start also shouting out different donut shops, coffee shops, putting them on the map, spotlighting them.
So let us know your favorite shops you want us to go check out.
Different strains of weed, different brands, different dispensaries. So definitely let us know who you want us to look into because we're about that life.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you open this.
Yeah, can you even show the people? Well, it's like a pull and release top on this this weed drink that I don't know if there's alcohol or not in it.
It's a spritzer.
Okay.
Mandarin Dream.
I'm all set. You can pour it in our CBD cups, though. Check those out.
I'm drinking out of the can, but the instructions on it's crazy.
Yeah, no, you gotta just leave that because it's not happening.
What do you mean?
Anywho, still here smoking this joint. A lot of, I'll let you have a couple sips and just let me know how it is first. I did not say yes. Peer pressure. This is what happens, you know. You're lucky, my friend.
Don't fall for that.
You're lucky, my friend. You're like, five shots. Lay out five shots. Let's do them back to back to back. Come on. Let's see what's all going right, let's on. Do it. Wait, cheers. Sheesh.
Oh, man.
Just tastes like Mandarin Spritzer. I mean, I'm sure it's going to hit you at some point.
It's only 5% THC, though, so it's like...
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm not really into edibles and drinks and things Spritzer. Like that. I need the flower. I like a flower. Sometimes I'll do a weed pen if I go on vacation or something.
Don't be Brittany.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm not bringing cartridges, that's for sure. But, pen comes with a cartridge. No, she brought multiple cartridges, right? That was the issue. So yeah, I usually just like smoking a blunt, smoking a joint, straight to the head. Those edibles, it creeps up on you. All of a sudden, you're out in a boat or you're chilling and just hit you and you're out. Either up or down.
Up or down.
And the thing about edibles, you know, smoking, you can just stop. You know, I'm going to put it down. Edibles, it's in your system. I can't take it back out. I can't stop it when it's already in. So that's the other thing about doing those.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you.
Exactly.
You got to know your tolerance in all this. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I definitely want to look into getting like a specialty donut made or something, a specialty edible donut with some weed and maybe like a hint of espresso or something. A coffee blunt and donut.
Nah.
Anybody wants to make that, we are open to it. So.
Nah.
That's going to be bomb. You're such a hater, yo. You're such a hater. That would be bomb. A little wake. It's like a wake and bake donut.
Before you do that, I'm going to tell you the truth what I think about this drink, though. I'm not really feeling the flavor. I don't know the onset, so
what's wrong with that? You don't like you don't like orange.
I like Mandarin,
flavor.
But it should be more. It's not enough.
It's not open.
It's not enough.
I mean, you want it more orange, like orange soda.
But I do like it doesn't have like a nasty, like bitter, like a lot of weed drinks have like a aftertaste. This one doesn't. It's more dry, so it's like
it tastes like a seltzer. That's what it tastes like, and seltzers don't have the best flavor, so that's what it is. But we'll see. Again, if it kicks in, we will see.
We'll see, but you said you got something you want to ask me, right? Here we go.
Trouble. Why you always be interrupting me? Every time I say that I want to do something, you come through like, okay, Natasha's going to do something.
Here we go.
Yeah, you know, I just figured I'd keep it blunt with you. Just ask you a couple things. Nothing too crazy. I'm not gonna put you out there, put you on the spot just yet. I'm gonna ease the people in to you. But it's just like a little this or that. Nothing crazy. We could start off just simple, like we're doing now.
It's crazy easy for all these cameras to just get turned off.
All the footage to be deleted. Okay. So are you more of a, now that we've started, a playlist or a podcast person?
In what aspect? Like on a road trip, just driving around in the house?
I mean, however you want to answer it, I guess. This is open-ended questions.
Both. 50-50.
Oh my gosh, we're not gonna play this game if you're gonna be doing
what do you mean?
That.
No, I'm saying, both, all right, playlist.
It's either
playlist.
Keep it,
but not even
blunt,
playlist, music
all
music.
The way. So say playlist. It again, playlist. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I would go with that too because I'm not gonna lie. I mean,
that's your question.
Oh, I'm not. I can't answer it. Okay.
Oh no, no.
Sorry. Sorry. No, nope, no, nope,
no,
next.
No, no, no. I didn't know.
Next.
No, no, no.
That's fine.
I didn't know what was going on.
That's fine. We can keep it to you. It's fine.
No,
it's
no.
Fine.
I was trying to figure out. Nope, you got these written down.
No. Yes, I do. Like, unless you want me to.
No, it's okay.
Real random questions from my head, it's okay. And I don't think you're ready for that just yet. So let's see. Cookies or chips? Are you sweet or salty type of person?
Cookies.
Cookies. I'm more of a... Chips. Oh yeah, sorry. I forgot I can't answer these myself. Sorry. Comedy or horror?
Horror.
Damn, I keep going to answer. Let me play the game too. Damn it. Dine in or dine out? Where's your favorite place? If so, to dine out.
Dine out, and I guess it's my favorite place.
Oh, because everybody's going to go there now?
Yeah. You guys ruin everything.
That's messed up. You can't let the people know. You can't give a shout out to your favorite restaurant. Nope. Can I get a genre? Like Chinese food, Italian, steakhouse?
Food.
Mm-hmm. You see how he is?
Food.
You guys are not going to get to know him. ITS is going to be the mystery man. That's okay.
What are you doing?
That's okay. Coffee, blunts, and donuts.
What are your questions?
I mean, I could go on, but yeah, okay, you know, cool. I'm good. I don't think you want me to, so I could get more, you know. I could go deeper, but we won't. We're just going to keep it on the surface for this episode. We just wanted to get back in front of the camera, in front of the mic.
After episode
get y'all
two,
some content. We're going to have some more interviews. Stay tuned. Definitely subscribe. Tell all your peoples. Check us out. YouTube, Spotify. What's the other one? No other one? Instagram. iTunes.
No.
HB.
It is lunch.
Studio content. HB studio content. Definitely check them out. Oh, hbstudiocontent.com.
Exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. hbcontentstudios.com. Check
yes.
us out on there as well. Coffee, blunts, and donuts. CBD podcast. We out here for you.
No, I think that's a wrap because,
what?
It's kicking in.
It's whack, but it's kicking in.
Nah,
so.
Definitely. Actually, it's a little, but I know edible, so that's just
exactly. All right. Until next time.